Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Say that three times real fast. I'm really glad you're here. I'm having a good time. I'm having more fun than the law allows doing this show and talking to smart people like our good friend Janet Christie. She's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development. It's a consulting firm that focuses on helping small business owners, more particularly women small business owners. She's the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. And she's joins us on a regular basis with some brilliant management marketplace expertise that all of us, even those of us who are not women, can benefit from. I know I've benefited from her help and her wisdom over the years. And more than importantly, though, she's our good friend. Janet Christie, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back, as always. So what pearls do you have to cast before us today?
Well, I've done a lot of work this year with family-owned businesses, because a lot of women-owned businesses are family-owned.
It's almost redundant, isn't it, to say family-owned and small business, isn't it?
But a lot of small businesses, you know, as you know from the clients and people you've talked to, are families.
Yeah.
And that brings its own dynamic to the workplace.
And when you say family-owned, when people say family business, I should say, should we presume that that at least one member of the family, in addition to the founder, works in the company?
Or is involved in some way.
Sometimes, right.
They may just be on the board or, you know, sometimes families will open a business that's complementary
right.
to an already owned family business.
Right.
And
okay.
So they don't necessarily, you know, you got a brother that works in one, a sister in the other, and that
right.
kind of thing. But
yeah.
still, you got the family dynamics in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the family is there are expectations. There are specific business expectations from another family member.
Yes.
And the reason I say that is that differentiates between, for example, my wife and I, we worked every day in our business together, and God help her. And so, but sometimes, you know, a founder, family is very supportive and essential to the success of the business, but they don't actually show up and take a paycheck. But that's the difference between, a regular family business and a business that just a family that just owns a small business.
Yes, and that brings up another thought. I guess we'll go down this rabbit hole. But I do a lot of seminars about business plan writing and starting a business,
mm-hmm.
and for other organizations, that some that do funding, some that just do coaching and things, but. One thing that I'm always pointing out to these people, because I see so much of it, is if you own a business, your family is involved, even if they aren't involved.
Mm-hmm. That's my point, yeah.
It's like my grandmother used to say, if they're not for you, they might as well be against you.
I had a grandmother like that.
So if you have a business, or if you're starting a business and your family's not supportive, they might as well be anti-business.
Mm-hmm. She probably said, if they're not for you, they're probably against you.
Yeah, she right? probably did, yeah. Another one that she said that has applied to many people I've met along the way is, I wish I could buy them for what they think they're worth and sell them for what they're really worth.
I say that all the time when I talk about I tease my son about that all the time. Yeah. So, but that's what I mean. You're making the point when I say that it's redundant to say family to say family business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it is important to differentiate, because I have owned businesses where the family weren't directly involved, but boy howdy did they support me like crazy, right? And so So, but still, it is important to differentiate, because there is a different dynamic when there are people showing up, pulling a shift, and having things expected of them, or expecting things of you, and they're all members of the family. That's where the dysfunction or not happens, isn't it?
It is, and I always advise people, whether it's with friends or family, if they're starting a business or growing it in some way, to put everything in writing. And they are afraid that people will be insulted by that, but that needs to be your default.
What should be put in writing?
What the arrangement will be, what the titles will be, what the responsibilities will be,
what the recourse will be.
Yes, absolutely.
If you do your job, you'll have a job. If you don't, you won't.
Because how many stories and movies have we seen about the favored son, or the son comes into the business and everybody has to treat them differently?
That's usually the end of the business.
Yes. And a lot of times they'll have to bring somebody in then to manage it and save it, and yet the son's still involved on the board and that kind of thing. And it could be a daughter. I shouldn't say just son. But if it's all laid out, then that's the default. Then you go back to that, and it can actually help keep the family relationship more intact, because you leave that at the door, and it's the business relationship, and it's in writing.
So at the beginning of every document that anybody would ever write down about a small business, shouldn't the first line say, please believe this. This is going to be really, really hard. And that's the truth. We should say that about any small business. On top of all the other small business stuff you're going to have to deal with, this is going to be even harder, right?
Yes. And things will change, because if you have a business and you bring your son, daughter, several of them into the business, then they're going to get married, and then they're going to have children.
That's right.
New
expectations.
Yes, and new complications and new things that take people's time. So the business relationship has to have some guidelines if it's going to stay intact.
I've seen it work, and it's beautiful when it works. I've seen it not work, and nothing's uglier, right?
Yes, and painful.
Yeah. Believe this, folks. This is going to be really, really hard. Janet Christie and I, leverageanddevelopment.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.